Hey babe, I'm home. How was your day? Doesn't sound like it was much better than mine. Boss was writing me all afternoon, and I felt like I couldn't breathe. God, look at us. Two zombies at the end of the day. Remember when we used to come home with energy? Now it's like, yay, another night of doom scrolling until we pass out. You know, I actually caught myself staring at the wall for like 10 minutes earlier, just zoning out, totally empty. Isn't that ridiculous? I bet you didn't eat a proper lunch again, did you? I know you too well. All right, come on, get up. Let's at least pretend we're adults and make some dinner before we cave and order takeout again. I'll even let you pick what we make. Hey, you haven't really said two words since I got home. What's going on with you? Rough day? Talk to me, babe. I know you too well. You get this look when something's eating at you. Maybe I can help you let some of that go. We could help each other out. Just ease some of that stress. No. You're saying no? Now I know something is really wrong. Since when do you ever say no to me? What's really going on, Because it's not nothing. You're too quiet and you've barely looked at me since I walked in. And now you're pushing me away? That does not add Oh, I get it. You're trying to be strong, trying to resist me. That's adorable, really. But you and I both know how this always ends. You can't hold out against me. You never do. Are you mad at me or something? Did I do something? Because if you are, just say it. Don't sit there and shut me out. You know I hate when you do that. Do you realize how backwards that is? You're the one who always wants more. Always. And suddenly tonight you're saying no. That just doesn't track. Come on, babe. This little act is not fooling anyone. You're awful at pretending you don't want me. Your words say no, but your eyes, your body, they've already given you away. Come on, stop playing games. You know how this ends. You always cave. So say it. You know what? Say yes. What's the matter? Cat got your tongue? Come on, babe. It's one little word. You know you want to say it. Just let it out. Say yes. Or are you really going to just sit there, all stubborn, pretending you don't want this? God, you're terrible at resistance. Say yes for me. Be a good boy and just give in. There it is. I knew you couldn't hold out forever. Good boy. That's perfect. Sweet, obedient boy. Look at you squirming. You're practically vibrating, babe. All from a couple of words. So predictable. Do you like this? Do you like being told what to say? Of course you do. I can see it all over you. You're not built for resistance, you're built to obey. And the way you said it, yes, please. God, you sounded desperate. You poor thing. You thought you had control, didn't you? Thought you could say no and make it stick? And now here you are, melting, obedient, begging like a good little boy. Say it again. Say yes, please, louder this time. Good boy. That's what I like to hear. You'll say it as many times as I tell you to, won't you? Wait, did you just... Oh my god, did you just call me mommy? You did. You actually just said, yes, mommy. No, no, no. Don't. You don't get to slip that in like it's normal. I'm literally your girlfriend. Mommy, really? Do you even hear yourself? So, what is it, Did you forget who I am, or are you secretly trying to confess something? Oh, look at you, getting quiet now. That's adorable. You didn't mean it. Sure you didn't mean it. Then why do you keep doing it? You can deny it all you want, but we both know you like how it sounds. The more you fight it, the more obvious it is. Go ahead. Try proving me wrong. Call me literally anything else instead. Oh, yeah. That's what I thought. Yeah, I get it now. That's why you were acting so distant, so cold. You weren't tired, you weren't moody, you were waiting. You wanted this. That's your dirty little secret, isn't it? You wanted me to catch you. You wanted the chance to call me mommy. You sat there all quiet, shutting me out, pretending something was wrong, just so I'd push harder, just so I'd corner you. Pathetic. A grown man sulking like a child until his girlfriend finally drags the truth out of him. And the second I did, the second I pressed the right buttons, you folded instantly. You slipped, you begged, and you called me mommy. God, listen to yourself. A grown man reduced to whining and squirming just to give in to his kink. You couldn't even own it. You had to orchestrate it. Fake distance, fake silence, and all theater just so you could finally get what you wanted. Oh, poor baby. Is that what you need? A mommy to tell you what to do? To pat you on the head, make all your decisions for you? No wonder you're such a mess without me. Oh no, but you don't just want to call me mommy. You want me to act like it too, don't you? You want me to take control, tell you when to sit, when to speak, when to beg. You want me to treat you like the pathetic little boy you are. You want me to humiliate you, don't you? To laugh in your face while you beg? To remind you over and over that you're nothing but a little boy who called his girlfriend mommy. And the worst part? You'd thank me for it. You'd thank me while I degrade you. You'd beg me to do it over again and again and again, wouldn't you? Oh, babe, you realize you'll never live this down, right? I'm never letting you forget it. Not tonight, not tomorrow, not ever. Every time you look at me, you'll remember exactly what you called me and exactly how fast you crumbled. And now you're going to find out exactly what happens next.